Good morning, this is Philip. Sorry if I'm breathing a little heavy or sound winded. I'm actually still doing my cool down. I ran 4.25 miles this morning. I kept at about a 9 minute, 40 second, a little less than that probably pace. I'll have to look at it more closely. So I was pretty happy with that. I felt a lot better. A couple things were on my mind this morning. Again, equipment. I actually have a new Amphipod running water bottle, which fits very comfortably in my hand. I like it. My only complaint is more about my use, the fact that I probably need to wash it better so it doesn't taste like new plastic. And then I also got an Amphipod to hold my iPhone as I run. It's one that straps around my arm. And I liked it. I'm going to have to figure out how I want to wear it because I couldn't really keep up with my pace, which with this morning was I guess a blessing because I ran a little faster, trying to make sure that I was keeping up with it. So maybe that's a secret I need to hold on to. And then third, I've been reading a lot and thinking a lot about whether or not I should fuel before I start running every morning, whether I should eat something or not. I've heard that it's good to eat first thing in the morning for weight loss. But often I don't really feel like eating first thing. I tried some goo this morning. I used the chocolate, whatever that is. I'll have to look, but, honestly, it was really strong. I'm not certain that it's the flavor that I'll pick to buy more often. Just chocolate first thing in the morning, I guess, didn't feel right. And it was pretty intense. The first little drink that I took of it was really kind of hard to stomach, but after that, I guess I kind of got used to it a little bit better, and I was able to polish it off with no problem, but I'm not certain that it's the flavor that I want. The other things that I thought about this morning in relationship to that kind of tools, equipment, that, you know, tools kind of go across the grade levels, I was reading a post by one of the Martin Institute residents that's been working in my classroom, Julia Porter, and she was talking about how she learned how to use Google Docs in a sixth grade class, but that it was applicable across the grade level, something she could use with high school. I think a lot of tools are. Tools for thinking, such as the thinking routines, are applicable definitely across grade levels, and I think a lot of the tools, some of the tools that we use frequently in education are applicable across the grade level. When it comes to tools, I've learned a lot about tools from some specific people. I would say for me, the go-to person is Bill Ferriter. He has a wonderful wiki where he kind of talks about various tools. He also has a great book on teaching the I generation. Richard Byrne is another one whose blog I read every day. When I get to read every day. But I check it frequently, and have learned some great tools from him. I don't get a lot of tools from this person, but I do get some, and I appreciate his reviews and the things that he writes about, and that's Doug Peterson. And then finally, Larry Ferlazzo. Larry is extremely prolific on his blog, and sometimes it's hard to keep up with all that he's putting there. But he's got some great resources. The other thing I got thinking about as I was running was just mentoring. I'm leading a mentor group at school this year, and this is really my first time to do that with our school. We do some pretty neat things, I think, with mentoring boys. But I was just thinking about some people who have really kind of become mentors for me, over the last couple years. I've already mentioned Bill. I would mention John Spencer, whose writing really resonates with me and really pushes my thinking as well. He's really been instrumental in a lot of the changes that I've made and who I am as a teacher. Bo Adams would be another one that I would mention. I love Bo's transparency and the way that he writes and thinks, and I've gotten to connect with him. He pushes me, and sometimes I push back, and after one of the in-services that we had this week on design thinking, I'm wondering if maybe I should quit playing devil's advocate so much and just start trying things. So maybe do a little more rapid prototyping. But that's a whole nother post. So anyway, these are just some of the things that were running through my mind this morning. I hope you have a great day. Thanks.